Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance if you don't ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Let's start with Israel attacking Gaza's main hospital as suspicion of Hamas continues.
4 months ago, Israeli troops first attacked the Al-Shifa hospital and the world was rather aghast at the idea of patients and doctors and nurses and others getting caught up in the crossfire. But there was no doubt that there were some undesirable types, shall we say, inside the hospital. Now, whether it had been properly used as a command and control center, we don't know. So 4 months on, in theory, Israel has, or the Israeli Defense Forces have been pinpointing Hamas commanders, but we know that thousands of civilians have been caught up in this. So to attack the hospital again suggests they didn't do a very good job the first time, or that Hamas has regrouped, which is probably more likely, that therefore, again, whether they're using the hospital or just happen to be there, it's difficult to tell. But it's also a sign that things have not calmed down. The war is still on, although two important things. Israel has not yet attacked Rafah City. All those warnings from the United Nations and beyond seem to have struck a chord. They haven't gone into Rafah City, where so many refugees are. And number two, overnight, Antony Blinken, who's on a sixth trip to the Middle East, trying to sort a few things out, he says there are encouraging signs from the negotiations in Qatar. It's not a done deal, but that it has moved in the right direction towards ceasefire, release of hostages, etc.
And then to Japan now, where they have a bacteria problem. A toxic form of strep A is spreading.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Lester, but strep A, what's that? That's a sore throat, isn't it? I think. I mean, that's it normally. Oh, I've got strep throat. However, there are some more aggressive, toxic, nasty types of streptococcal A bacteria, which subdivides into all sorts of things, which I can't even pronounce. Best known as a sore throat, but in Japan, particular concern because this worst kind of strep A is causing tonsillitis, pharyngitis, scarlet fever, impetigo, cellulitis, pneumonia, rheumatic heart disease. It's linked with a whole bunch of cases and carrying with it a 30% chance of death. So usually Japan sees about 200 strep cases a year of this particular kind. Last year, there were 941. This year already, 378, and we're only in March. And also across 45 of Japan's 47 regions. So particularly virulent and widespread. It's just exactly what you don't want with a virus, or in this case, a bacteria. And the scary quote from Japan's National Institute of Infectious Disease, "We are not at this stage in a place where we can explain it." So watch that space.
And then finally, there are plenty of things that I believe Jair Bolsonaro, the former Brazilian president, should be charged and tried and hopefully convicted for. But I never thought stealing furniture would be one of those things that could bring the disgraced Jair Bolsonaro into further disrepute, because there's a scandal about furniture that was removed from the presidential palace.
And it's not just him now mired in this scandal. It's his successor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. So the two presidents. Could a sofa bring down the Brazilian government? Could a dining table undermine the people's trust? Don't get me started on the Ottoman. Brazil, basically, has got a furniture fiasco. So the deal is that when Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva became president, he accused his predecessor of nicking the fittings and fixtures. So he said, therefore, he had to go out and spend $40,000 on new stuff at the presidential palace. Naughty Jair Bolsonaro for taking that stuff. Now, the 261 missing bits of furniture have turned up on the palace estate, found as if they'd been very carefully placed into a storeroom or a large shed. Anyway, the ex-president is now accusing the current one of fraudulently, therefore, spending taxpayers' money on the refurb. naughty Luis Lula da Silva, which, of course, also feeds into Bolsonaro's claims of political persecution, the idea that there's something that he was blamed for, he didn't do, whatever. So who is footstooling whom? Is the occasional table in frequent use? You have to be careful how, you know, you table these amendments and couch these questions. It's all important in Brazil right now. They are in a grip of the furniture fiasco.
Don't, and please keep your foot on this pedal, Adam Gilchrist. But of course, you should rest. Maybe go explore your city, because who knows, this weekend could be over like poof. And then it's done following the furniture scandal in Brazil.
So far, so good.
Adam Gilchrist is back on Monday with The Worldview.